You know, you have a nice meal, but don't get caught up in these seasons, holidays, and stay home and rest and pray and seek God. Don't get caught up in it. And why did Mama get on this? Where you have to be everything to everybody. So you can get busy and take on a Martha or some of that kind of attitude where you got to be everything. You have nothing to prove. you have nothing to prove. Where you have to be for everybody. And then January 1st, January 2nd, it's gone. There's nothing there. There's no reward there. But when you spend time with the Word of God and give yourself to the Bible and you make a sacrifice, and when you could be doing that, they find you shut up in your room and Christmas morning with a cup of coffee or something and your Bible. See? And that's your Christmas gift to Jesus. And I don't want to touch your traditions. You can go on your traditions. You know, but I'm trying to tell you that don't wear yourself out with these traditions and these doing this and I have to go here, I have to do that. Don't wear yourself out. Mm-hmm. Trust me. I did it. I have relatives and I go there and you have a good time. But you know, there's it's better to serve the Word of God, study the Word of God. So I was saying about this man, Elisha, that he received a double portion because he said Elijah wanted him to stay in what, Bethel? And we will go into that, but I'm just giving you a little highlights. And Bethel and Jericho and Jordan, this place. Then the Jordan was parted. And Elisha saw when Elijah was taken up, as they were walking, the chariots came and just took him and divide between them, and Elijah was gone. And Elisha cried out, "My father," was it? "My father, the chariots and the horsemen of Israel," because Elisha later on saw those chariots, remember? They were surrounding the mountains and protecting Israel. Angel of the Lord encamped round about them. So Elisha saw Elijah went. And then the mantle that Elijah had and smote the Jordan, Elisha picked that up and wrapped himself into that mantle, smote the Jordan, and then he went back over. See, so there's a lot that went on in his life that we need to, I feel that the Lord will help me to cover these in my quite a few sermons, but the Lord, because there's a lot there that, and I'm being impressed to maybe go into it, and I didn't know that I would have gone that way. But it's a beautiful life. The same thing for Elijah. The same thing for Elijah. But we hear more about Elijah than Elisha. And Elisha was a great man of God. And the miracles and the things that I was studying and reading this morning, and I was so impressed as I was reading with I was reading there. So you know, I was very, very impressed. So I'm going to, the Lord's willing, that I want to look into some. Is it going on? You see, I want to look into it. Yeah. So, you know, there's so much to, because Elisha, you remember the history that he has of he was a faithful servant. This young man was a faithful to his parents. He was very faithful. He was a big help to his father and to his mother. Remember, he ran the family business. Elisha ran the family business, the farm. And we find that he got on the scene when Elijah's turn, or his ministry was coming to an end on the earth. The Lord told him to go and anoint Elisha to be the prophet in his stead. That would be in the First Kings. See, to anoint him as a prophet in his stead. In 1 Kings, is it the last, coming down to the last, or is it over in 2 Kings? Yeah, but Elijah was sent to anoint Elisha as the prophet. You find that in the stead of Elijah, and he did that. Chapter 19. Yeah, what verse is it in chapter 19? 19:19, Elijah. You remember he fled from Jezebel, and then he was 40. Was it 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness? Now, then after when he came and he verse 19. The Lord, because Elijah was complaining that he was the only one left. He was the only one left. And the Lord says, no, you're not the only one. Said, I have reserved to myself. I think that's in verse 18. I have left or reserved to myself 7,000 in Israel. See verse 18. All the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which have not kissed him. So they're, despite of all that goes on, there's some people that's going to stand for the Lord, right? Amen. Some people are going to stand up. No matter what going on and the condition of the world, there's some that loves God that is going to stand up. So it says in verse, what verse am I now? 19. So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. He was a hard worker. 12 yoke of oxen. He was busy. And it says that before him, and he with the 12, and Elijah passed by him. He just passed by and cast his mantle upon him. Do you see how sensitive you have to be to the call? When you have to keep armoring somebody and plowing at somebody to do the will of God, they don't have a call. When you have to preach at them, and knock them, and keep knocking them, they don't have a call. You're forcing, it's like you're forcing what? A round peg into a square. Because they don't have a call. See, when you have a call, your heart is tender and willing, and you're sensitive to that call. So here was this man. Elijah did not sit down and talk to him about the call of God upon his life. And the will of God upon his life. And did you know God called you? None of those things. See, because God will deal with your spirit. And Elisha was a working man. He had 12 yoke of oxen before him, plowing big fields. And he was out there, and he was plowing. And he was among one of those that did not bow to Baal or kiss the image of Baal. So here it tells us that that he was out there plowing, and all Elijah did was cast his mantle upon this young man. And what happened? What did he do? Look at what he did. Read it. And he left the oxen. And you see that? He didn't just drag and, wait, I got to put away some things. Right away, he left those oxen. He left the oxen and ran after Elijah. The king's business required haste. Yeah, and he saw and he felt that calling and a touch. See, that's what you need. If you ever have a touch of God, the will of God become easy for you. The will of God, and you notice he didn't say, well, he accepted the call. He didn't say, well, let me find out if my mother or my father can release me. Because God is first. If God is not first in your life, you're in trouble. But he said here, and he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me, I pray thee, go, just go kiss my father and my mother. And then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, go on back. Go back again. For what have I done to thee? See, here's the test. Go on back. And what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen. Notice there. Because he's not going to go back. He took a yoke of oxen and slew them and had a party. Because he's not going back. He's destroying all the things that would pull him back. He burned the bridges, right? And boiled their flesh with the instruments. Look, with the instruments of the oxen. And gave unto the people, and they all, and they did eat. Then he arose and went. Notice. He had something to settle. He's going to get rid of everything that would pull him back. In other words, he quit his job to follow the Lord. Well, I couldn't do that. Well, that's why you're not called that way. Many are called, but a few are chosen. See, God knows. See, that's why you're not Elisha. Okay? Now. God never call a person and give them a job, and when it's over, they're a loser. You always end up like Job, double blessed. Now, he became a servant of Elijah, just pouring water on the hand of Elijah. But later on, you find in the scripture, as we go into the lesson, that you said, well, I'm just pouring on water. I'm just doing the small task. But it came back. Because when Elijah was gone, and they were looking for a prophet, they said, Elisha is here who poured water in the hand of Elijah. What a reputation. What a reputation. Do you understand how great it is? Well, I wouldn't do that. Well, that's why you're where you are. And somebody else is where they are. Because you have to become servants of the Lord. You know, let me put this in. I was sitting there in the meeting, and then Bishop Retivi was sweating. He pulls his glasses off, and I know he needed a towel. But I'm watching. I'm watching this young man. And he was so sensitive that he saw that Bishop Retivi needed to wipe his face. And this young man had the towel and got up right away. Perfect timing that I had to give him a high five because I was watching him. How alert he was. And he was alert. He saw. See, he had a servant heart. Somebody said, I wouldn't have that. Well, that's why you are where you are. Nothing happened in your life. See, you got to have a servant heart. It's not serve me, then I will serve. No, it's you have to served. Help me. Yes. You have to first give. You have to first be spent. You have to give yourself. It's not, well, you do it for me first. That's not what the kingdom is made up of. You have it the wrong way, and you'll never be blessed. You have to, Ruth never became Boaz's wife unless she left Moab. And look what happened to her. See, look what happened. She became a servant to Naomi. And when she came, she went out as a servant in the fields and who she met. Look what happened to her. See, so God will reward you. You can never give to God and lose. And it seemed like Elisha just disappeared off the scene because Elijah was still here. He really was still here, and we have to kind of pick it back up over in the second Kings. Oh, I love the book of the Kings. And pick it up back when, and then Elijah in chapter 1. Look at it. We're not rushing. Elijah, the Tishbite, okay, was still here. And then he was to leave. Verse 7. Yeah. Look at that. Well, you remember Elijah, and I'm not going that part now, but he called the fire down. You remember? He called the fire down on the two kings, and one was spear that was filled with reverence. Okay, so we're skipping over that a little bit right then. And but that's in chapter 1 where the king of Israel sent up to the captain of 50, the first 50, yeah, to bring Elijah to him. And he came and he said, O man of God, verse 11, read.
And again also he sent
Yes, he sent two captains first that was consumed. And he answered and says, O man of God, thus said the king, come down quickly.
And
notice here, Elijah answered and said unto them, if I am a man of God, note, if I am a man of God, let fire come down and consume you and consume thee and thy 50. And what happened? The fire of God came down and consumed from heaven and consumed them. Then he go down to another one, the third one, that was sent. And he had the fear of God. The two, first two had not the fear of God, but the last one had the fear of God. And he came. The two captains. There were two of them that were burnt up. Have you ever read the story before?
Yes.
Yeah, you have to. All over the Bible. And in verse 15, and the angel of the Lord
said unto
Elijah, now you go down with this one. Be not afraid of him. And he arose and went. You see the direction of God. God directs your life. God will direct your life. You see, you just don't do things and you plan your life, you plan your schedule, and you do it. Look here. I mean, this captain, the third one, reverence, fear, wisdom, respect, and the angel of the Lord says, go down with him. He will not harm you. And he said, verse 16, and he said unto him, thus said the Lord, for as much as thou hast sent messenger to inquire of Beelzebub, that's the god of Ekron. The king had sent messengers. He forsook the living God. When you forsake, listen, God doesn't play games. We are living in a society that we think that God play games. And here's an event that happened how many years before Christ even was born. And God does not play games. See, and this king was worshiping idols. You do not worship idols. You cannot be saved worshiping idols. I don't care what it is. You cannot be saved worshiping the saints. Was it Paul? And I'm trying to remember when he told him, stand upon your feet. And John. Even the angels would not let John worship when John fell down. Okay? So you do not worship idols. That's one of the greatest sin is idolatry. God is very jealous. He's a jealous God. So this king here, he forsook the true and the living God, and now he was worshiping, and he had for his God the god Beelzebub, the god of Ekron. Then he says that, so he worshiped and inquired of him, but he did not, he forsook the true and living God. But when he, let me read on. And he said unto him, verse 16, thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast sent messengers, notice, to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, is it not because there is no God in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore, thou shalt not come down off that bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. He had sent, the king had sent to inquire of Ekron, the god of Ekron, if he would be healed. So Elijah met the messenger. Okay, Elijah met the messenger and told the messenger the sad news. And the story goes on. When he went to the king, king wanted to know what kind of a man he talked to you. He was a hairy man. He said, oh, that's Elijah. He knew. So he was not ignorant, but you know people, but they're not ignorant of, I mean, there's a man of God in Israel. There was a prophet, but they didn't want to worship the true God. So, anyway, the story is that he died. And shortly now after this in chapter 2, that's when this whole, I don't have time to read this, but I want you to read this whole chapter 2, because you have to do it to get the background in going into Elisha. And then you're going to get a whole lot where he came from, his reputation, who was his pastor or his prophet. And he had a background, what he gave up, what he sacrificed. He left his job, the farming equipment. And right away, he never argued. He ran after the man of God. And he would not let anything hinder him. So chapter 2 is most important, because in it you'll find that there were other men that knew, they called them the sons of God. We'll go into more detail into those. But the sons of God knew that Elijah was going to be taken away. They knew that. But if you notice that they told Elisha, did you know that your master is going to be taken away today? And Elisha said, yes, I know, hold your peace. But the point I want to show you is that they knew it, but they stood afar off. It's like, you can, oh, we can have a convention. Fine. But where are you? How close are you? You stand afar off. So let somebody else do it. You know, but you don't want to do it. See, they knew that, you can find those verses. They knew that Elijah was going to be taken away. Great. Oh, I'm a prophet. I know that. But they stood afar off and they did not follow all the way. If you could find a couple of verses. Yeah. Then I go down to verse. Elisha and Elijah went on. And verse 7, let me just touch it here.
And the 50 men of the sons of the prophets went
and stood to view, notice here, to view afar off. And they too stood by Jordan. You see, you can look on afar off, but you're not helping. You know, you do it, but you really don't, and you're not there, and your heart is not in the work of God. You're doing it, but it doesn't mean. But you got the spirit of the 50 prophets. I mean, sons of the prophet. They see and know, but they stand afar off. But for God to bless you, you've got to draw nigh.
Amen.
Unto God.
Amen.
See, you don't lose your zeal. You got to go all the way. See, Elisha ran when he was touched by the mantle. Wasn't he?
Yes.
Went back and at a party fed the servants and went to follow
Elijah.
And this chapter will tell you that Elijah was telling him, stay here. Yeah, stay here. But here's what because the Lord had sent him to another place. Can you help me? Look at the scripture and help me. Come alive. Help me. Where, chapter 2. Give me some points right there because. Notice, Elijah said unto Elijah, tarry here, thou, because I prayed thee, because the Lord, notice, the Lord had sent me to Bethel, and Elisha said unto him, not on your life. In other words, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. Some people just leave and say, well. Then he went on again. The sons of the prophets, notice verse 3.
That were
at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? That's how accurate they were. You know, here's where you have to know the Bible because a lot of people they cannot discern and they're not wise in Scripture and they don't read. There's a lot of people who just go to church, but they don't read the Scripture and become alert in the Scriptures, so they don't know. I'm talking about going to church for years, but have no knowledge of God because their minds are not there. But when it comes to the sports or something else, they know every name of the player. But they don't know what's going on in the Bible. But here, what was I saying?
Knowest thou that the Lord will take away.
They knew that how accurate they were. They knew that Elijah was going to go that the very day. He was on his way to be taken.
Yeah. Just like how we know that Jesus is coming, but we follow afar off. Anything can hinder us from going all the way. We will go and look at the bank and look down from afar. But we are not going to draw nigh. And we're talking about revival. It's coming and what God's going to do. But how willing are we to go all the way? And here's this young man now that the prophets were saying, do you know? Do you know? But he already had a revelation. He already asked for a double portion.
Hallelujah.
They had a revelation, but they were not following, and they were not asking for anything. Next verse says, and Elijah verse 4, Elijah said unto him, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me now to Jericho. And what did he say? When your mind is made up, verse 4, read on. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me now to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophet, there goes again, the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy masters from thee, thy head today? And he answered, yes, I know it. Hold your peace. But they shouldn't keep all their peace. They should follow on. It's like, we know, we're talking to somebody. Did you know that Jesus is coming back soon?
Yes, I know.
Yes, I know. They know Jesus is coming back, but they're not following close enough. We're not making the changes. We're not looking for a double portion, a revival, a moving of the Holy Ghost. Although you know it. Then next verse says, and Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. You know, sometimes somebody says, but you preach the same sermon. When it's right. When it's right. Elijah wasn't going to change. Every time Elijah say, you stay, he preached the same sermon. And they too went on. Then 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off. Notice again. And they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided either and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. Read on. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask. There it is. You see, you've got to go all the way. The greatest blessing doesn't come at the start. But it's at the end of the race.
fought a good fight. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Here now. Ask whatever you want.
Ask what I shall do
for thee
before
I be taken away from thee. And Elijah said, I pray thee, come on, read it. Read it and shout. Let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. That's what you need tonight. When you get that double portion, you're going to testify. You're going to sing. You're going to get active. Let a double portion. That's what you need. But the problem is, you're standing afar off. You're not getting involved. You're not getting, draw me close to you. Draw me, I will run after you. You got to have that spirit where you're running after God. Not just standing afar off. Well, I know the scripture, yeah, but you're far off. I know Jesus is coming back, just like all the sons of the prophets knew that he was going to be taken away. But what did he do for them? They didn't get the double portion because they were standing afar off. You've got to draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Church, you got to wake up. Not just up, down, draggy, but you've got to have that zeal of the Lord as he turned me up. I was glad when they say unto me, you don't look around at the size of the church because you have the zeal of God in your heart. Read, help me. Verse 10, is it? And he said, that's a hard, that was hard. That was, I like this because he was not looking, notice, Elisha was not looking at anything else but the anointing. A lot of us, we've got our eyes on everything else beside the anointing. The sons of the prophets, notice, the sons of the prophets, they knew that Elijah was going. Their eyes was focused on the catching away of Elijah, but not the anointing that was upon his life. But Elisha saw that anointing. He was close to Elisha. And the time come when he had the opportunity to enlarge his ministry, what did he do? Give me a double portion of your spirit. Can you tell me what is greater than the anointing? Come on. What is greater than the anointing? Nothing. And what did Elisha want? He never even asked for me to do miracles like you. No. He just wants something that he saw that made Elijah Elijah. Okay. A double portion. You know, he was there when the king sent up the 50 men to destroy him, and he saw what happened. He knew about Mount Carmel when the false prophet was there, and he knew all of that. He saw this man. He watched this man. And he want the spirit of God that was in his life. And then he says, give me a double portion of your spirit. And verse 10 now says, and he said, thou wast ask a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me, when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, notice, if not, what if you're sleeping? Or you're too busy. Or you get distracted by the seasons. You don't study. You don't pray. Are you listening to what I'm saying now? Because when you come to church, you lose the zeal. But when it comes to something else, you got a zeal. Those sons of the prophets knew, but they could not even make the steps down to Jericho or Jordan. They stood afar off and watched. It's like a lot of people that are standing afar off and watching and waiting for God to do something for them. But here's this man. He went all the way. He gave up a lot. And he said, give me a double portion of your spirit. It's a hard thing, but if you see me.
Nevertheless,
if thou see me, when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But it's a condition. It's a condition. You want a church here? You want to get that fire? There's a time when, you remember the fire you used to have? But you're draining. You're getting distracted. You're getting distracted. Don't get distracted. Don't put, let that fire, that zeal, hinder you, and you're falling, but you stop afar off and begin to look. And begin, oh, well, I know this. I know the prophet is going to be caught away today. So what? But you're not close. I know there's going to be a resurrection, but you're not close. You're standing afar off. But you've got to be like the scripture, the psalmist, was it? The zeal of the Lord had heated me up. You're consumed by the zeal of God. You have to change. Take a stock of your life and say, well, I'm so draggy. That breeds slothful, you know, you lukewarm. What would you rather be? Those 50 that stood afar off and they have some knowledge? But they did not have enough knowledge to go all the way. So they stood afar off and tell Elijah, you know, oh, I got a revelation. I know what's going on. I understand what's going on. But are you going after that double portion? Or what are you going after? In these last days, before the second advent of Christ, we need to not just follow and know some things, but we need to go all the way for that double portion. Yeah. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. And it came to pass as they still went on and talk that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses and of fire and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Now, you think that these chariots are gone? They're round about you. That's why he said, the angel of the Lord encamp about you. That's why you didn't die when that car slammed into you, or that guy broke the red light, or something happened when you should have been dead. Amen. Are you not hearing? Come on, you need your zeal. Don't let the world stop you and take your zeal. And you lose your zeal. But you got to be like Paul. I fought a good fight. Amen. And I've finished my course. And I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Don't let the Christmas spirit sap you. And you're busy. And you sleep in church. And you drag out. Jesus never died. Never was born for that. I'm not trying to mess up your Christmas life. I'm just trying to show you that we're at the end. We're at this, the coming of the Lord, and the world is getting more taken up. Well, you don't even have to buy all your relatives a gift. You get caught up in all of that, you know. Slow down. Well, you know, I can't. I'm different. That's right. The 50 prophets were different. They couldn't go down. They were different. Oh, I go and I know this, yes. But are you going all the way for the double anointing? See, that's what you need to go for. Not for the double. What do you want for Christmas? Lord, give me a double portion of your spirit. I bet you can't do that. The chariots of Israel, and Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariots of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes, and rent them in pieces. His own. You know why? Because he had a mantle. And he was going to wear that mantle, that anointing, a new anointing. And he got rid of his old clothes.
Hallelujah.
Got rid of his old garments. And be clothed with new garments. And he took up also, you see, the mantle of Elijah that fell from him. Can you imagine when no, notice, Elijah is gone. But something fell out of his hands. Just imagine that mantle coming down. And Elisha stood there. And he picked it up. And he was a good follower. He observed and he watched. He remembered how Elijah had folded that mantle and smote Jordan. Because he was over that side. I know he's got to get back over that side. And what worked. Now the anointing came up on him right there. Right there. And he began to operate in that anointing. And he smote the Jordan and he was parted and he went back. And when it went back, here it is. When he went by, he smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. My Lord. Whew. Don't you feel inspired and shouting? What God did for somebody, he's going to do it for you. And when
the sons of the prophets
which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doeth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. There's a lot to say. Well, you know why? I have to see something before I do anything. Okay, is that it? And they said unto him, behold now. But notice how, you see, if they were getting close, you can understand and walk with a preacher, but you walk so far off the pastor that you really don't know him. You really don't understand. And you don't see like you think you see. Here was these young prophets, sons of the prophets. They stood there. Knew he was gone. But they didn't know. They didn't know. And instead of waiting and asking, they're telling. Pastor, if you do this, or pastor, could we do this? Can we do it this way? And you're not even close. You're far off. You don't even, well, let me not offend you. Right? But you know your life. And you got one suggestion after another one. And you don't have a double portion of the anointing. But you're talking. They said unto him, behold, now there be with thy servants. Notice here, 50 strong, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. It's not your strength. But here it says 50 strong men. Let them go, we pray thee, and seek thy master. Lest peradventure the spirit of the Lord had taken him up and cast him upon some mountains or into some valley. And he said, you shall not send. That's not, Elijah said, don't send. But notice here. See, you know, there's a lot of people. Pastor, will you pray for me to get a husband? You pray for me to get a wife? I'm just using. Will you pray for me to get this or that? Or will you pray for me to leave town? Will you pray for me to stand afar off? Instead of asking the pastor, they tell him, we have 50 strong men. It's not your strength. He has no delight in the muscle of a man. And a horse is a vain thing for safety. See, that's not all God work, because you're strong, even financially. See, because the weak is strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. But they say, we have 50 muscle. God doesn't look on the flesh. They didn't have the anointing. They didn't have the wisdom. Let's go to see, because peradventure the spirit lift him up and cast him up on a mountain or somewhere in the valley. All right. He said, don't go. But notice, they're going to go anyway. You notice how, when you keep urging, and when they urged him till he was ashamed. That's powerful. He was ashamed of their ignorance and their spirit and their confusion. And they should have known better. He was ashamed. He said, go ahead and send. Go ahead and get married. Go ahead and take that job. Go ahead and go to another church if you want to. Go ahead and don't study if you want to. I'm just putting, you fill in the blanks. When you keep urging, you can't wait. Oh, he might be over there and he might be over there. A guesswork. God doesn't deal with guesswork. You shall know the truth. Hallelujah. And the truth. Well, I don't know what church to go to. Sometime I go over there, and sometime I go over there. Sometime the Lord speaks to me to go to that one, and then I go to that one. That's not the way God works. God plants your feet on a solid rock. I'm closing now. And when we're going to enjoy this lesson. I'm just, you know, wetting your, it's powerful to get to this man, Elijah. And when they urged him, till he was ashamed, you should know when to back off and don't pressure. He said, send. And notice, they sent therefore 50 men, and they sought, what, 3 days, but found him not. See, they didn't. What a waste of time. What a waste of time. Just because they didn't know the word, and they did not acknowledge, and they wouldn't follow, and they would not listen. And when they came, notice, shame face, after 3 days, sweating and torn up and empty-handed, you know, almost half backslid. And they finally come to their senses that, what am I doing out here anyway? Huh? You can be searching for God or for a man of God in the wrong place. You didn't get that. And when they came again to him, for he tarried, he waited for them. You know, he just didn't wait for them at Jericho. Tarried at Jericho, he said unto them, did I not say unto you, come to church? Don't miss so many service. You'll get cold. Did I not say to you, be careful of the Christmas parties? Did I not say to you, forget the New Year's party and make a change and give God something? Purpose that this New Year's, I would begin with God. No, I got to go through the traditions. Same old, same old. But you're going to do it. But did I not say don't go? Don't do it. Well, you know, family and all that. If you can understand, you got a great family in the Bible, and spend some time with them. That's where the real Christmas is. As the Lord, where is it? And the men of the city said, okay, what? I want to leave that. That's Elisha, right? That's he begins his ministry, but we pick that up, right? Okay, I don't want to go into, I was just giving a little introduction and we'll go into more. And did you get something tonight? Let me ask you a question. You enjoy fun?